For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Today on the God Pod,
you give the biggest and brightest smile you've ever given, and you soar through the air on your swing. You fly and you forget all you've left behind.
I can fly.
With stillness in mind, you soar.
So this is all about self-preservation.
100%.
Let the vaccine deniers fill up the military. Put them at the front. Right.
Sure. Do whatever you got to do. Just I don't want to be a part of it.
Get behind the anti-vaccines.
I don't want to be a part of it. Okay. That's all I'm saying. I'm not brave. Okay.
He's what we call good in bed. Okay.
Everyone don't know that though. God, are you sleeping with Pete?
I've seen. Okay. I see.
What?
All.
What do you mean you've seen?
I watch everything.
Ew. Ew.
What? I'm God. People expect me to do that. Ugh. Hi, human. I'm God, and you're listening to the God Pod. I'm here today with my pal, and my therapist, really, Psyche. How's it going?
You know, you wanted to say pals. And then I had to laugh a little bit because we had to stop with the plural.
Because
today it's that awkward, you know, therapy session where you're alone with your therapist.
Satan at the last second just hasn't shown up.
He may come. We don't know, you know, but
he may wake up,
be upset.
He had a long night of Sataning. And This is, I guess, going to be the topic of my therapy session with you today, Psyche. Honestly, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
That it's just you and I, because
we can get to the bottom of everything.
Yeah,
you know?
This feels like a normal therapy session.
Doing that's the how group it should thing, be.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, it's hard for me having a therapy session when your longtime historical nemesis and rival is there with you.
Right. Well, I'll say this, Satan. I mean,
Freudian slip. Let's get
not
Freud
as comedy
here.
Gold. I'll say this, God.
Uh-huh. What's the difference? Who can tell?
I have other jobs outside of being your therapist, you know? And one of my other jobs is being a therapist to other people. And the question that I get a lot from outsiders who don't know a lot about therapy.
Wait, you have other patients?
I do, but I have NDAs with my other high-powered clientele. Okay. That sounded a little sexual. I did not mean for it to be sexual with my clientele.
Sounds very sexual.
That sounded very madam, you know, madam, but that's not what I meant. What I meant is a lot of the questions that I always get in regards to therapy is, you know, it's scary, right? Like, you know, is this the only form of therapy you can do? Can you only do the one-on-one conversation? And no, you can have couples therapy. You can do art therapy.
That's harder though.
Yeah, but you know what? We do couples therapy for you and Satan all the
time.
Yeah,
but we're always trying to like win the therapy session. I mean,
well,
like, the therapist
so
likes me better. The therapist
thinks
it's your fault, Satan.
But see, that's your internal struggle. But what I was going to say is maybe one time, you know, in the future, we can go out of the box and out of the podcast and do other types of therapy sessions. You know, there's something called equine therapy, which is, you know, riding a horse and doing the therapy session on the horse. There's art therapy.
Wow.
There's all sorts of different types of therapies that we can do.
Therapy.
Yes.
So that's messed up. So
it's not messed up.
Yeah, because the horses just have to listen to it.
No, you work with the horse.
You're riding on the horse with your therapist riding next to you.
No.
And you're talking about the issues, and the horses are just like, can you believe this shit? Human problems.
No. You are riding the horse, and the therapist is next to the horse, but you're not actually riding around, galloping around, like, hey, bitches.
So the horse is just, the therapist is leading the horse?
You're just sitting there, but you're leading the horse when they tell you to through body movement, through meditation.
Who's leading the horse?
You are.
Who's sitting on the horse?
You are. Bareback.
There's no saddle? Bareback?
No, that's the whole point.
Oh, wow. That's a sexual term for your clientele. Bareback. So you're doing it bareback, and you're riding the horse and riding it around.
Yes.
And the therapist is somewhere in the pen shouting at you as you do, like, different obstacles.
Pretty much.
An obstacle course. They're like, okay, jump this thing.
The obstacle course is not a thing, but for the visual of the pod, we can pretend it is, because that sounds really funny. Mm-hmm. That's common.
Because you want to get over something. Right. They're like, listen, God, you're on this
horse. Take this hurdle, you know?
Yes. Get over your emotional issues by breaking your neck on this horse.
But I'm just making a point to you. To, you know, the other GodPod listeners out
there. Sounds like a lot of horse shit to me.
There's a lot of horse shit. But I will say this.
I'm hilarious. Come on. That was good.
There's different types of therapies we can all do, that it's not just this scary one-on-one, you know, how are you really conversation always. That's all.
Okay. So I just got a text from Satan that says, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Which is hilarious, because I'm God.
Does he?
Satan says that he's in another universe causing havoc right now, and he forgot to tell me. And truly, this was my bad, he says.
Well, that's okay, because
you know what?
We're getting real uncomfortable right now.
I'm just happy when someone responds to my text.
Do you feel like it's a validation of, like, okay, wow, he really does still love me?
Yes, and it's like, I do exist. What really causes me a lot of existential pain is when someone doesn't respond.
Right.
And doesn't respond like they could take like 12 hours to respond.
Because you're like, what's the problem? Why 3 days so
or just never. And it's like, because they saw your text and they're just like, ugh. Because I know you saw my text. But they're just like, oh, I don't feel like responding to God right now.
Right.
And that's when it's like, do I exist?
And that's the whole crisis right behind it all. It's like, do you really exist?
Why? What did I do?
Well, do you feel like you exist in Satan's world?
I do. He just forgot to tell me ahead of time that he had a thing today.
But that's okay, because the world doesn't center around you.
I mean, I'm God. It kind of does.
For you, it does. For you.
Do I have a God complex? But
other people sometimes don't think about it. Yes, you do have a God complex.
What does it mean to have a God complex?
You know, that's always been a very tricky one for me, because gods are very specific. Because
that's kind of like the name of the grounds of the palace.
Right.
It's
right.
Like the God complex.
Yeah. I mean, I think that there are so many different gods, if you were to do it that way. Right. So I think it was just something that someone made up that was like silly, like way back in the day. And then they're like, ah, shit, we better stick with it.
The God complex sounds like a Bond villain's headquarters that's stuck in the side of a volcano.
Right.
It has many guards that are easily snuck up on and defeated.
Yes.
The God complex. I should build that.
Wow. Wow. I mean, we're already just learning so much right now, aren't we? We're getting to the point. This therapy session's really just digging in deep.
I tried to kill James Bond one time, but he got away.
He got away.
Him and Batman.
Although I have to say, God, didn't he not get away this last movie?
I didn't see it. But if somebody, if there's another Bond villain out there that managed to get it done.
Yeah.
Thank you. And now I kind of want to see it, but spoilers.
They did.
Yeah. Did they saw him in half with a, okay. Anyway.
Spoiler alert.
This has been an intense therapy sesh already.
Yeah.
And we're just discussing the concept of therapy.
Right. It's just the concept. It's not a big deal. Would you like to, is there anything that you would like to talk about in regards to your therapy session, or do you want to do story time?
Should we pick up on the therapy later? I don't know.
Are up we to done you, with therapy? God, I don't want to put maybe, the pressure.
I thought maybe we could do like a meditation thing today.
Ooh, that would be really cool.
Yeah.
What kind of meditation are you into?
I don't know, just like maybe guided, like you could like read like a meditation thing and I can just try and like.
All right. Should we do that right now?
I guess I should just like.
I think we should do it. No, let's try.
I should breathe and like not like.
No.
Okay.
God, I want you to take a deep breath in, deep breath out.
I exist.
If you're listening to this podcast, this would be a time to pull over in your car because I don't think you should be doing this while you're driving.
I exist. That's my mantra, by the way.
I want you to close your eyes and imagine that you are in your happiest place. This can be a playground or a beach or a meadow or even Disneyland or even your room. All you need is it to be a place of stillness, of happiness. Imagine that you are in this safe place, that there's an invisible wall around you that will not permit any worries or negative thoughts to step through.
Wow.
You are safe from thoughts and worries.
Whoa. We should have an invisible wall.
No, you have to. God.
Oh,
get in that safe space.
I'm not allowed to talk. Okay.
No. This is a meditation.
All right.
Okay.
I might, just for the record, in my safe space, I'm allowed to talk.
No, but not in this safe space.
That's causing me a lot of fear and anxiety.
Oh, my God. God, I think we need to. You know what I think would be really fun?
Can we do meditation where I'm allowed to respond to every
because that's not what
point
meditation
with
is.
A funny quip?
But I think the funniest thing and what would be a real, not sorry, not the funniest thing, the best thing that we could possibly do for you is if we did a meditation, a guided meditation, and we went on a trip, all of us, and we went and like were taught by a professional teacher. So I'm just going to close out this meditation.
I think, did I fail the meditation? I don't think we
got through
it. Well,
you're not supposed to talk during meditation. That's the whole point of
meditation. But that doesn't mean you end it. We can try again.
Okay. I want you to step away from this place, assure that no bad thoughts will follow you. Gently walk up a hill. It's a small hill, one that you can easily walk over at the top. Don't worry. You won't huff and puff to get there. You find a swing. You look around.
Ooh,
and you sit in that swing. Like it's the most natural thing in the world. You begin to sway gently as you gather speed. You begin to smile. You feel the soft breeze brush your cheeks. You feel your toes tickle the ground beneath you. And with your eyes, you look at the blue sky and you fly.
Oh, man. Riding in this swing, wearing my robes is so freeing. It's just the robes fly everywhere as I go up and you can see.
And you can see the penis the is just flapping back and forth. Is that what you're saying, God? Are you trying to make this an appropriate?
I'm saying that it feels amazing. The wind flapping on the.
Oh, my God. I want you to try and peel your smile off your face, that naughty face, because they're naughty thoughts. And find you cannot. That smile is stubborn and it continues to exist and grow wider and wider. This is very inappropriate, by the way. You give the biggest and brightest smile you've ever given and you soar through the air on your swing. You fly and you forget all you've left behind.
I can fly.
With stillness in mind, you soar. How was that for you? How was your first meditation?
I liked it because it made me feel uplifted.
Mm.
And just even thinking cool. about being on a swing
is
fun
right.
for me.
Right.
And like I could fly again in this, even though in actuality I can't fly anymore.
Right.
Because not enough people believe in me.
Right, right.
But anyway, that was fantastic.
Oh, yay!
I've been transported to, I was down that Satan did a no call, no show.
Right.
So Satan, love him. But well, now you know, I'm feeling uplifted.
We can do this as a group meditation next time.
You know what? Maybe Satan just is off the show. Maybe he doesn't need to come back. Would you be okay with that, Psyche, if it was just me and you? Because I'm getting vibes like you really wish Satan was here.
I really think that I could do this alone with you, but I think that now we're just being very mean to Satan.
It's okay to be inappropriate when Satan is here. But when it's just God, then it's weird. Okay.
I have to say that meditation, though, you know, this is very funny. The smile is stubborn and continues to exist and grow wider and wider.
That's your mind. Oh, okay. I see where you're going with
well,
this.
Well, right. My mind never would have went there if you weren't like, I'm wearing this robe and it's flapping in the wind.
Well, you know, whatever. I'm a little upset that Satan didn't show up, but I'll get over it.
Oh my gosh, we have some good news. We found a new review in Apple Podcasts.
Oh yeah, that always makes me feel better. Go on.
That's so exciting. You know how hard it is to get those Apple reviews? I have a therapy podcast, and let me tell you, it is so hard to get those Apple reviews. So no, this
really
is just...
You really gotta, yeah.
Go for it. You read it, God.
All right.
It's about you.
Yeah. So this one is from Blasphemous Gesture.
Great name.
Who God title? Goddamned blasphemy. I think that they're intentionally misspelling blasphemy,
right?
As blasphemous.
Hmm.
Or maybe they really think that's how blasphemy is spelled.
Curious.
5 stars.
Woohoo!
The best, most blasphemous podcast you can find. God and his God Squad are always funny. If you are looking for a fun podcast, look no farther. Wow.
Ooh,
thank you.
I love that.
Blasphemous. I'm now Googling blasphemous to see if that's a thing that people are saying now.
But no L. Blasphemous.
Oh, blasphemous. Yeah.
One says, I see. The top says blasphemous and the bottom says blasphemous. You know what?
The top result is the God Pod on Apple Podcasts and this review.
Yes. Oh my God, you have made it.
Well, I just think it shows that this is a totally unique term.
It's a special word that we've never heard before.
Invented by the blasphemous gesture.
Right.
So congrats to you, Jester,
yay,
on coming up with a word that has never been used before.
That's so funny.
That's
I love
to
that.
Do.
Oh, my God. Oh, this yes. is, oh God, we have so many good questions coming our way. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Oh, is it time for us, God? Cool.
Yeah, I just got ahead of myself. I was just looking. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so fun, you know? Yeah, it's time for Ask God.
Jesus, by the way, I asked to see if Jesus could pinch hit, and Jesus just texted me back. I'm sorry, I can't. I'm about to head to the dentist. So,
ooh, poor Jesus. There's nothing fun about
the
dentist.
Dental issues. I thought you would have thought that Jesus could fix those things on himself, but.
No,
apparently,
I mean, how can Jesus see inside his mouth?
Right, it's his own mouth. But also, I think it's just worth noting that Jesus' healthcare plan doesn't include dental.
It doesn't. God is not providing
dental. Jesus doesn't
for him.
Do teeth.
God is not providing dental for him.
No, I mean, Jesus is the one doing the magic tricks.
I know, but I'm just saying he's a member of the God Squad, and you're not providing dentals for
him. I'm ashamed.
So this question is from Let Me Ask You, AXEW. I love that. A question.
Nice.
When does Mary Mags start having her own podcast? I could listen to her intelligence for hours. Oh. I agree. Let's get Mary a podcast with that voice.
Yeah, I agree that she's got a great voice and she's very funny and smart, and I love her. And I don't want her to see this question.
Because we don't want her to lose.
Because I don't want to lose her. Let me ask you that as my therapist. Should I text this to Mary or should I just
Think that the kind thing to be doing would be to send it to her.
No, I know. I almost sent it at 1 a.m. and I was like, no, God, it's too late.
Yeah, you can't do that. Can't do that.
And then my brain was like, but she's awake. And then I'm just like, no, don't. No.
No, we have to do God
Mary
appropriate
might be
hours.
Sleeping and there's nothing I hate more than when I'm in my God sleep. And then I get a text. Ooh.
Yep.
How so anyway, about, I'll tell her. I'm sure she'll be very happy.
How about you say
happy.
To her, oh my God, it was so exciting. Someone wanted you to have your own podcast, but we could never let you do that.
I'm going to screen cap it and send it, the exact comment and send it to her.
Yeah.
And I'll say, congrats, but please don't.
Please don't leave us. I love that. Yeah. We have another one from Squirrelaconi.
God, what's up?
Are you taking suggestions for guests?
Always taking suggestions.
Cool.
But the thing that people don't seem to grasp about making suggestions is you can suggest anyone, but then we have to like get them to do it.
Right. No, that's hard.
Yeah, no, you would be surprised how many people are like,
no. Yeah. Who is someone, God, that you've asked that did an automatic no right away that you don't care about talking
about? You want
me to
name names?
Yeah, like someone that you don't care about talking
like, no?
Yeah.
Well, first the thing you have to understand is like no one is going to do that. If they don't want to come, they just don't respond.
Respond. Right.
Right. But and that's better than people who lead you down the primrose path and then you think they're going to be on the podcast on Monday and then you get an email on Sunday because they've discovered how political your Twitter is and they're like, I can't do the podcast. And you're like, I didn't even want to talk to you. I won't name names.
Sure.
I will say that one group of people that's always down to go on a podcast are comedians.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're the coolest, really.
Yeah.
They get it. You know, even atheists are like, I don't know if I can be seen talking to you, God, because then people will be like, you're not really atheist.
Interesting.
And I'm right. Can I be on your podcast? And they're like, yeah, but you can't, like, you know, act like you're God. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm God.
And I am God.
They just don't seem to get it, you know?
They don't grasp comedy.
They can never, like, let go of their atheism for a second. Mm-hmm. They're boring nerds. Comedians, they're fun. We recently had a guest on, Otso. Did you watch that episode? Listen to that episode?
I did not listen to that episode, but I saw you post about that episode. Yes,
she was delightful. Everyone loved her.
Oh,
parents.
I love that.
We have another comedian coming on, Gianmarco.
Oh, cool.
On Monday. Yeah. We're getting, and other comedians I'm lining up in the future.
Ooh.
I got two other ones. So, I'm trying to do it like every other week.
Yeah, right. So it's not too much.
Yeah, because like then, we always interview guests on, you know, one show. We never do it on the one with you and Satan.
Right.
Because that's my therapy thing, and I would not want to expose any guest to Satan.
This is our private time.
This is our private time.
Yeah.
But also, if I had a guest on every time I was hanging out with Jesus and Mary, then I would never get to hang out with them.
Yeah, I know. It's all about balance. I think that's what this episode is about. It's about balance.
I'm trying to, like, you know, space it out a little bit.
Right.
Not never have a guest.
Right.
But, you know, it's hard to get a guest every single week. I'll say
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
If you space it out, you know.
It's much easier.
That's better.
Lord Bacon has a question. God, we see all kinds of movies about the life of Jesus. Why isn't there one about your life? And
what?
Then Purple Squirrel goes, God's in Oh God, Oh God, Book 2, Dogma, mm-hmm. Bruce mm-hmm. Almighty, Evan mm-hmm. Almighty, to name a few.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I've been in like a lot of movies.
Yeah. And then Purple Squirrel.
Lord Bacon, I think, you know, maybe he's talking about the life of God.
Or maybe he's specifically talking about you as God.
maybe. Yeah. What do you mean?
So like I'm you saying, as God, like portraying with your face, like how it is on the podcast.
Oh, like in cartoon form.
Yeah.
People never really can understand that when you go to heaven, you become a cartoon.
Yeah.
And that so there,
you never
human,
really see that.
Physical
maybe
reality
that's what he's
is really the lie.
Right. Right. Maybe that's what he's saying.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Then Purple
that,
Squirrel
that
also
needs to happen.
Purple Squirrel also says, God, given that 2/22/2022 is on a Tuesday, aka TWOSDAY. What color tutu are we supposed to wear that day? Well, we pass that day, so
well,
I don't know.
No. Okay, so this month of February in the year of me, 2022, there is Groundhog's Day, which was 2/22/22.
Uh huh.
And wait, this is going to blow your mind.
Okay.
There's also in this month going to be a date called the 22nd. So it, that date is going to be 2/22/22.
Oh.
If only there were 22 months in a year, we could see a 22/22/22. But it's on a Tuesday. What color tutu are you supposed to wear that day? Any color you want. I don't understand humans' obsession with numbers. I think it's like a flaw in the brain.
Oh, interesting. But
that
you kind of created it, right?
That I think it's something that comes out of me. I mean, I like number. I'm like, those are all the same. I'm going to eat two burritos today. I'm going to, what should you do on that Tuesday? Yeah.
I'm going to wear a pink tutu.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
In honor of Valentine's Day.
Me too.
Yep. So.
So there's your answer. It's pink.
There you go. Like that's what we're going to do.
All right. Last episode we had something I introduced called Philosophy Talk. And the reason for this is in the party, there was a guest who was like, I was expecting fun, funny philosophical talk. What is this? Because we were just hanging out. Remember that guest?
Yes.
Who was like, I was on Facebook and I saw this and now I'm here. And we're like, have you ever listened to the podcast before? And they're like, I'm unvaccinated. And we're like, okay, so you haven't. But they liked it anyway.
I have to say.
So we hope you're listening so that we can change your mind on some things. What?
Ooh, great music choices too, remember?
I didn't get a chance to listen to the music. Oh. She's a DJ in Israel.
Yes. Yeah, really good music.
Got you into some house organic.
Yeah.
Artisanal.
It was no. It was organic house something. Or we have to ask Satan. Satan was a
people
really
were
big
asking
fan.
For the link. Satan was the one. Who
Satan was a
the
really
link.
Big fan.
Right. Mm. So continuing in that vein of philosophical talk, which I am always down for, and there's quite a bit to cover, I searched the Google there for some quotes about philosophy, and I thought we could just talk about, like, one quote at a time.
Well, I love this Sir Francis Bacon quote.
Oh, yeah, this is a quote from Sir Francis Bacon. I think he was the original Lord Bacon.
Mm. Oh, right? Interesting. I guess so. That would make sense.
Now we're on Lord Bacon the 25th. But this was Sir Francis Bacon. Why don't you read this quote from him?
A little philosophy inclineth man's mind to atheism. But depth in philosophy bringeth men's minds about to religion.
Hmm.
Very deep, Sir Francis Bacon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is it?
Very
is it
deep.
Is it deep or is it like a joke?
Hmm. Maybe there's a little comedy there.
Right. Yeah. I think, what does this mean? Well, first of all, every atheist who hears this is like, bullshit. The more I learn, the more atheist I get.
Can I ask what Quora is? Quora?
Quora.
What's Quora?
So that's a website where people can ask questions and get them answered. So in the outline here,
wow,
I have a link to a bunch of people discussing this quote.
And did you put the quote in there or did someone else?
No,
put it in
someone
there?
Else did. Everything you could ever ask is on the internet already.
Oh my God. You know, the internet.
And so a lot of the responses are from atheists who are saying, no, the more you learn, the more you become atheist, professional, academic.
This is my favorite related question, according to that website. Why do atheists take, in quote, unquote, use your mind as a very strong proof to leave religion? Website. God, I never heard of this.
Oh, this is great. You can get a lot of your questions answered.
Wow. This is going to be a deep dive.
Yeah, no, anything you want. This person, Mike, is making a good point that 72% of professional academic philosophers hold atheist views, and only 15% have a reasonable conventional belief in me.
Really?
So, yeah, all the smartest people. According to them, I think philosophers are dumb shits.
No, but where are these? Where's this percentage fact coming from?
Oh, good question.
Yeah.
You're gonna, you know, Pew Research.
Pew Research.
No, Pew. Pew. Pew.
Oh, Pew.
P-E-W.
I thought you go Pew Research, and I was like, but Pew Research where?
According to Pew's Scientists and Belief Survey. Are you happy now? I just told you a survey. You don't need to know anything more. According to Pew Pew Pew.
Pew, pew, pew.
You're like, okay, I'm good. I'm not going to look into it.
It's fine.
Only 33% of professional scientists in the highly religious USA believe in me, according to Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew.
So, yeah, you know, the atheists are like, what are you talking about?
Right.
There are some people who are like, he's talking about society. Like, you know, the thing you have to understand about Sir Francis Bacon is that he was all about making that big... No. he was like an aristocrat in the time of Queen Elizabeth and King James, and he probably was like, religion is good for keeping the peasants at bay.
Where do you think... My question for Sir Francis Bacon is, where did the last name Bacon come from? Was bacon already a thing where they knew
See,
how to cook
why
pigs?
His ideas...
Was it before or after? That's what I'm most curious about.
And in a way, so am I. And that sort of like explains.
Really?
The dumb
I mean, don't you this wonder?
This is the stupidity of modern times. Okay. Our attention span is so limited. We can't focus on this whimsical, ridiculous quote of his that, you know, if you're really philosophical, you'll be like, you know what? Religion has its uses.
Right.
Which I can see the point in. But, I could see that someone like him might think that. But, yeah, we can't get past the fact that his name is Bacon, 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 Bacon.
No, but don't you want to know, like, did bacon come first, like, of how they cooked the pig and they called it bacon?
Okay.
Or did
you know
his
what?
Name
Let's
come first?
Let's ask Quora. Where did...
What came first, the pig or Sir Francis?
Bacon. Where did the term bacon come from? It's a question.
Or is it 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon?
Okay, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, the word bacon, as we know it today, is derived from the Old High German bako, meaning buttock, ham, or side of bacon, an equivalent with the old French bacon. Before refrigeration, bacon was a staple in the diets of the Anglo-Saxon world. So basically, it means butt.
Right.
So this was Sir Francis Buttocks.
You know, Psyche's a vegetarian, so... It means nothing to me.
Okay, but bacon is a funny word.
Bacon is a great word. That if Sir Francis Bacon is a great, it's great. Well, I'm glad that we got into philosophy today. Thank you so much for that, God. Yeah. I feel really smart.
I think it was a dumb quote for me to choose. I think all I've been reminded of is that philosophers and scientists think I don't exist.
Right.
And I'm going to find Sir Francis Bacon. Well, I bet he's in hell. But I don't know where he is. But I was looking into his life. You know, what's interesting about Sir Francis Bacon is that he is the founder of empiricism.
Oh.
Inductive reasoning. So before him, science was determined by people saying, I'm the authority on science, and I think that frogs give you boners. And you just have to lick the frog. And
where did that come up from?
That's a thing. Look it up.
No. And oh,
Sir
my God.
Francis
amazing.
Bacon was. No, I'm making that up.
Oh, I was like, that's crazy.
Mankind has always been trying to figure out that problem.
Listen, I don't know. It could be.
Only this, you know, in modern science got it done thanks to Sir Francis Bacon. No, it was a miracle. But the point is that Francis Bacon said you should do inductive reasoning, which is that you start with something called a fact, and then you work your way off of that. And that is how all modern thought has been determined. And it sort of led mankind out of the Dark Ages. And the funny thing about the year 2022 is that there are a lot of people not using inductive reasoning and basing things off of facts. They prefer to do their own research and trust authorities or people that they have deemed authorities.
Right, right, right.
So, Sir Francis Bacon, you're still relevant, mofo.
You got it, dude.
You're not that bad.
Well, should we go to the this versus that battle?
Was that too deep? You're like, I don't know what you
just
said.
Well, I just
feel
like we touched enough on it, you know?
Yeah, you're like, enough of that smart philosophy stuff.
Well, I'm like, I feel like we got that one person that wanted more philosophy. Like, I feel like we did it.
Oh, we gave them the full
We gave them the content they've been wanting.
Well, I'm sorry that I did my research, okay?
No one is saying it's a bad thing. I'm very proud of you. I just feel like it doesn't need to be an hour conversation.
Oh, see, this is why philosophy isn't a thing.
Just moving things
along. All
right,
let's move on to what the people really want. One-hit wonder battle, baby. Yeah.
I don't remember which one Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins is. I know Kenny Loggins. I can't remember which particular song that was.
So this is Dr. V suggested the song Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins versus Sunglasses at Night by Corey Hart.
I love Sunglasses at Night.
I wear my sunglasses at night. Okay, and the other song, Think the Movie Top Gun, starring Tom Cruise.
Can you sing a little for me?
Highway to the
Danger
Zone.
I'm on
highway to the Danger Zone. You got it now?
Ooh, they're both really good.
Right. And they're kind of in the same time period. It's good. Good job, Dr. V.
Good song choices.
I'm going to have to go with which one is better. I would have to say Danger Zone.
I would say Danger Zone, even though I love Sunglasses at Night so much. Danger Zone kind of like pumps you up. And it's good nostalgia. It is. Top Gun is coming back around, the new one. So I'm going to just give Danger Zone the win just out of pure, you know.
I think it's just a great name.
Yeah.
Like, you wear your sunglasses at night. Good for you.
Yeah.
No one's impressed.
I love that.
Anyone can do that. Okay, so there's your clear winner, Danger Zone, Kenny Loggins. Sorry, Corey Hart. It's time for the goddamn news. Are you ready, Psyche?
I'm ready.
Because I need to help processing the news, too.
Go for it.
That's should at least be half of my therapy session. First headline today, the U.S. Army is going to immediately start discharging vaccine refusers.
I have a lot of thoughts.
Yeah? I think it's an awesome thing.
I disagree. Really? And I'll tell you why.
Because you're a Republican? You're secretly
you know
a Republican?
Me. No, I'll tell you why. Because I am someone who, if you were to ask me, like, would you serve for our country? Mm-hmm. Right? Like, would you go in there?
Of Greece.
I would be shit scared, not know what to do, be like, oh my God, you're right.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
You would never fight for Greece against Sparta.
I would be so terrified. That is bravery beyond bravery. Now, uh-huh. I have a lot of family in the military and past and present.
Achilles,
I know a lot of people who are in the military.
Agamemnon.
Hercules, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like we need to acknowledge the bravery that these people do for us on a daily basis. Mm. And
a daily basis, damn.
Yes. And I am not.
Come on now, daily. What about everybody else?
God, I'm not even going to argue this one where I'm just going to say, I do not want it to get to a point where people are, there's no one in the army, and then they're calling Psyche because Psyche would not know what to do with herself.
Okay. So this is all about self-preservation.
Psyche's scared, okay? Psyche, like, that, I am not prepared.
You're like, don't bring back the Greek draft.
Yes, I'm not
I don't
prepared.
Want to fight, okay, in the Peloponnesian Wars. Okay.
That's where I'm about, okay? You know what I mean?
So this is all about self-preservation.
100%.
Let the vaccine deniers fill up the military. Put them at the front, right?
Sure. Do whatever you got to do. Just, I don't want to be a part of it.
Get behind the anti-vaxxies.
I don't want to be a part of it, okay? That's all I'm saying. I'm not brave, okay? I'm not a brave person.
Maybe you're onto something.
Are you brave, God?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm like, bravery, first of all, for the record.
I'll put you on the top of the list.
Bravery is just sort of like 50% being dumb.
What?
So I got that. I got that, no problem. Like, you know, sometimes you see someone do something and you're like, for example, like if you were going to like skydive off a mountain, and you're like, is that brave or is that person stupid?
Oh, like kind of like a jackass moment?
Yeah, it's like, where does bravery mean stupidity? But I guess it depends upon the underlying cause or reason for this crazy thing that you do.
I just think that anyone that says like, oh yeah, I'm for this, whatever, be prepared then to go and fight for your country. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. So you, once again, Psyche, fighting for the anti-vaxxers. But it's only because of self-preservation. You're behind their cause, way behind.
God, I swear to you, if you get drafted
in the rear with the gear,
then we'll have a conversation.
I'm not getting drafted. I'm too old.
Because you're old.
Yeah. No.
I still have my youth.
Keep telling yourself that. You're old too, Psyche. I'm sorry to break it to you, but you died like thousands of years ago.
I'm holding on. Anyways.
You still look good, Psyche.
Thank you. Changed my looks.
So anyway, good job, Army. I think it's pretty funny that these people join and are like, and they sign a contract.
Is that really factual that that's happening?
Yes.
Well, it's on Reddit, so I don't know.
God. Oh my me. It's on Reddit. It's an article that is by the Associated Press.
Oh, is it?
And it was put out on February 2, 2022, so you know it's legit. The Army, I mean, they can do what they want with the people under their control. Because when you join the Army, it's not like you got a job, okay? And even a job can tell you to get vaxxed or get screwed.
Right.
The army actually says they own your ass. They own your body, which means that they get to tell you what to do with it. And if they want that unit to be protected against a virus so that they can protect their investment, that is their right, according to the contract that you sign when you sell your body and soul to Uncle Sam. So this gets to our next point. Never join the army, folks.
Well, I don't
just
know.
Don't do
that.
It. Let Psyche get drafted. It'll be good for her. All right, next story. Judy Blume has been in the news. Do you know who Judy Blume is?
I do. I remember reading Judy Blume.
Okay, so Judy Blume has a very famous book called Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. And I've been asked that question so many times that I'm almost cool with the book getting banned. No, I'm just kidding. The book has been starting to be banned again in certain places around the country because there are certain people that don't like me being used in that way in a book to teach young women about their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Because that book was about a girl getting her period for the first time and praying to me about it. Which
I don't know what side I'm supposed to be on for this.
You never do. That's why you're such an independent thinker. Whatever side the anti-vaxxers are on, Psyche.
That's where Psyche is.
You know, it's
I don't know enough about Judy Blume.
She's an author. She's an author who writes.
No, I know that, but I'm saying like She's a good person, right? Yes. Like, that's what I would assume.
Her books are being banned.
I mean, I remember reading those books when I was a kid and, like, loving them.
And there's a certain group of people. They like to get judges in power, like Amy Coney Barrett, The Handmaid's Tale lady. They're against rights, female
Can empowerment. Can I just tell you, I'm so over everything.
The anti-abortion people who call themselves pro-life, but they're also for the death penalty. These are the sort of people that want to ban these books because when young women have access to age-appropriate, accurate information about their own bodies and sexuality, they are empowered and they don't want, you know, girls to be, they're like, they want to make every book that a child reads be like as sanitized as possible.
Right.
As if they're not on friggin' TikTok.
Yeah,
as if they don't have access to
YouTube.
You know
what I have to say?
As if they don't have HBO Max.
I'm going to leave it at this, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then we can go to the next one. This is my story with this, is that watch what your kids do in every aspect of your life if you're going to be so terrified of Judy Blume. Because...
Yeah.
I hate to break it to you.
God,
it's me, Margaret, is not the thing that's going to, you know, cause your child to just be out of control and outrageous. It's the TikTok trend of the week.
Or maybe it's you not doing your job.
It's
apparently you're not
a lack of pay attention, the neglect from a parent. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's mm-hmm. what it is. So that's it. End of story. Judy Blume stays.
And by the way, while they're banning books in America, did you know about this? Have we talked about this, Psyche?
I don't know about any of this.
All right, I talked about this with Jesus. They've been banning, like, parents are all about banning books again in schools.
Okay.
The South. They're banning books about the Holocaust. They're banning books about about teaching women.
Wow,
women
we're
about
so smart, aren't we?
Yeah, at the same time that they're complaining, the same people that are complaining about Joe Rogan being censored on Spotify, he's not being censored, are all about banning books.
Cupid and My Child, it's definitely being homeschooled, I'll tell you that much.
They talk out one side of their mouth, but this is, you know, in very conservative areas that they're able to get this done.
Right.
And it's just interesting to notice which books they ban, because that tells you what they're sensitive about.
Right.
And
right.
What they,
and what the vibe
and it also
is of the
tells
town.
The kids what they really need to learn and read. Sales of, for example, there's this graphic novel called Mouse about
I heard about this. All right.
That
this was all the controversy behind Whoopi Goldberg.
And then sales of the book are number one on Amazon since it got banned.
Amazing.
And so that's, you know, keep banning books. I why hasn't the Bible been banned?
Yeah,
why
then it would
that,
be a number one top seller.
That has tons of violence and nudity. And
a lot of
take,
stuff is in the Bible.
And the same people, like literally, the same people that will ban Judy Blume and Mouse will send their kids on a Sunday, mind you, to Sunday school where they will crack it open. And the first 100 pages, there's a guy like
there's
banging
wild
his daughters.
Stuff.
Yeah,
I know.
Lot's wife gets, I turned her into salt because she looked back at Sodom and Gomorrah burning, right? I told her not to do that.
Not on you.
And then Lot goes into this cave and starts having sex with his daughters. Did you know that?
No.
Yes, you never got that far. It's like, it reads like a Greek mythology. It's that twisted.
Wow.
But that's in addition to all the murder.
Right, right.
Right.
Murder.
So
I'm glad that we got over that.
Maybe ban the, why aren't they banning the Bible? It's a great question to ask.
There's so many books they could ban. I don't know.
Why just don't ban anything? The kids, you know what Judy Blume says? If a kid doesn't feel a book is appropriate for them, they will put it down.
Right. Right.
So, yeah. Let's move on to something more funny. Kid Rock has threatened to cancel any concert on his tour if there's COVID-19 protocols.
Yeah,
now, I don't need
know.
To guess whose side you're on here. Because
I didn't know that Kid Rock was still on tour. That's all I'm going to say.
No one did.
So.
So I guess his whole tour is canceled then.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, there's very few places you'll be able to see Kid Rock.
Yeah, you know, I just don't really care about Kid Rock. You know?
I never cared about Kid Rock.
But what I do care about or is Daddy an unimaginable Rock. Hell of Rudy Giuliani reportedly appearing on The Masked Singer. Now, that's
Did you see this? Did you hear about this?
Okay. I am the biggest fan of The Masked Singer. I have been so busy. God, I can't even tell you. My life is in shambles. It's so busy. I missed The Masked Singer. It did not record. So all I know is the headline I see is Ken Jeong and Robin Thicke walk off set.
The one episode you can't miss.
I know. And I didn't even know that it was premiering yet. So I'm really pissed. Because the drama
of that, you would have like,
I am pissed.
No.
I know.
And now it's been spoiled for you because it's like, why even watch it? You know.
I know, but I'm still going to watch it to see that sweat. I want to see if that makeup sweat is like that coming down his face. You know, I'm so excited.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
So, this guy, wow. Yeah, apparently but you know you who I blame for all of this? I blame Sean Spicer going on Dancing with the Stars and making it acceptable. And then Sarah Palin.
Is the Masked Singer also on ABC?
No, it's Fox. But then Sarah Palin went on Masked Singer. So like, it's all like setting a
precedent. She's already been on the Masked Singer?
Yes. God, where have you been?
These shows, like, why do they do this? I know.
So point is, no more spoilers. I'm pissed that I missed The Masked Singer. It's really been a really big issue between Cupid and I because I'm pretty sure that Cupid canceled the subscription and that's why I missed it. So we're not going to get into it. That's all I'm going to say. We can talk about it another time.
Listen, Psyche, Cupid, we're going to get Cupid on here, right?
I know.
This is what I think we should happen. I've had enough therapy with you and others that I've had enough therapy with enough of you therapists to know that your lives are shambles. You just told me it was. And you don't have shit figured out either.
I didn't say my life. I said my week has been in a shambles.
You said your life. You can rewind it back.
Freudian slip.
I think that I'm qualified to be a therapist at this point. And maybe I can be the therapist for you and Cupid.
Would love that. Mm-hmm. I'll see what he can do next week.
All right, fantastic. I will see what I can do to break you up.
I want to say one thing about Kanye West is I have an appreciation for Kanye West, and I love him because he's a fellow bipolar disorder, living with bipolar disorder, as he is. But I want to say this. I don't appreciate the rumors that he says about Pete Davidson. Well, I'm not a fan of Pete Davidson.
Wait, what? What's been happening?
Well, you don't know this. So Kanye West, I guess, said that Pete Davidson is gay. And like, there was something that I read, maybe that he has AIDS or something. Anyways, long story short.
Pete Davidson is having sex with his ex-wife?
Yes.
Kim Kardashian.
Long story short, what upsets me about this is Psyche is very big, you know, in the LGBTQIA plus community. And I don't think that it's a really nice thing to be throwing around and saying, oh, well, he's gay and he has AIDS.
Well, what do you expect? Kanye West is totally a bigot, obviously.
No, but I disagree with this because the reason why I say this, I prefaced that I loved Kanye West because he's someone who's a fellow bipolar disorder person.
You identify with the fact that he's got mental issues.
I understand his mental
illness.
Is that
the right phrase? Mental
Absolutely.
Illness.
Yes. Okay. I can understand that.
Can you also dislike a person?
I can dislike what someone does, their action. And the action of him saying
this is just stupid.
It's a stupid thing. And I know that he's bigger and better than that. And so I think he's a devout
Christian rapper who hosts Sunday services.
Love him.
And he stopped cursing on his albums.
Love him.
And now he's extremely homophobic. What a shocker.
Love him. Piss what he's doing right now. But I do not believe
he's like half a televangelist,
that it's homophobic at all. I think that for him, no, I believe that what he said is homophobic. Let me clarify that because I don't want this to be misspoken. But what upsets me is that I believe that this is just a hurt child that got totally upset that his lady left him. 44. I know, but I'm telling you, God, let me just get this out because this is coming from like a real place. Like it's like a hurt baby who's like upset that the only person that was there to support him throughout the years, throughout the ups and downs, left him for someone else. Well,
maybe he shouldn't have been.
So it's like a baby. I think there's more to the story that we
don't
know.
Like this quote,
but I don't like what he said. I think it's very rude and mean.
He threatened Pete Davidson has had to beef up his security. Listen, Pete Davidson he's good and he's what we call good in bed. Okay.
Don't know that though. God, are you sleeping with Pete?
I've seen. Okay. I see.
What?
All.
What do you mean you've seen?
I watch everything.
Ew. Ew.
What? I'm God. Ugh. People expect me to do that. Anyway, here's this quote from Kanye.
Ew, now I'm just picturing you forever looking at Pete Davidson's penis.
No, I'm not. No. It's not like that. It's just, you know.
As he's having sex with Kim Kardashian.
I don't want to do it. Okay. It's just my job. You ever have a job that you hate? I have to watch people as they take dumps too.
Oh my God. I'm going to puke.
I know. It's not a fun job. I know. Being everywhere at once. Anyway. On this new track, Easy, Kanye said, "God save me from that crash, just so I can beat Pete Davidson's ass."
Yeah,
and I just wanted to say, no,
no,
I had nothing to do with that, bro. I think that's good. That's a good place to end it.
What a song. Anyways, that's just my two cents. That's my anti-vax two cents.
I think it's just hilarious on some level that this is what he's spending his time doing.
But I understand it from point of view of someone who's very sick. I understand it. So that's why I wanted to say it from that point of view.
Yeah. Well, but. I hope that it all turns out okay. We don't need.
I have a feeling that they're going to get back together. I think they'll get back together. And
who's going to get back together?
Kim and Kanye.
Yeah. No. No. Yeah. Oh, psyche. No.
Oh, mark my words.
That is never happening. That is never happening. But I understand that you're.
I believe in love.
Listen. I understand that you're rooting for him
as a fellow sick person.
Listen, he doesn't have to get back with her in order for him to turn things around though, right?
No, I know. I just have a feeling. Should we do Bless My Second Coming?
Yeah.
So today I want to bless you, God, for being brave and doing a wonderful one-on-one therapy session and a guided meditation. It was beautiful. I just honor you. And it was just wonderful. I want to smite Kanye for saying the homophobic slur, because I know that in his heart, he does not believe that. And so I just want to smite
him.
Because I think that was wrong for him to say that. And he needs to learn his lesson and learn a lesson. And then I would like a second coming of more guided meditations.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I really think they were cool.
I think it's more fun when I get to comment on every ridiculous statement, but yeah.
No, I like God, you know, talking about when his robe is flapping in the wind and growing whiter and whiter, you know? I mean, it's smile. A visual we're all wanting to hear about.
You know what? That's a good point. There's a lot of, like, sexual language. In these meditations, they slip in there.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's my bless my second coming. All right.
Well, I would like to bless you, Psyche, for putting up with my inappropriateness. I would like to smite your husband, Cupid.
Oh yeah.
For not being good enough for your fine ass.
Thank you.
And hopefully, we can get him out of the way. So God can start dating his therapist. That wouldn't be inappropriate.
That would be so funny. That would be a turn that no one would expect.
Yeah, let's just do it, Psyche, because it would be funny. Second coming, less Satan.
Oh, really? I don't know.
More Satan just not showing up so I can hang with my girls.
So we can get here. Real. Yeah.
And I can actually get somewhere. I need a team. They said, I think Jerry said this about George on Seinfeld. I need a team of psychologists and therapists just working on me around the clock.
Around the clock, all day long.
You know, I don't have time to have Satan bango-bangoing up my therapy sessions. So anyway, just throwing that out there. More one-on-ones. It's time for the God's honest truth. Sometimes, as Ripley said in Aliens, you just gotta nuke things from orbit because it's the only way to be sure. And you can take my word on this, folks, because I'm God. And I've wiped out the human race every way possible. You know that movie Groundhog Day, where Bill Murray has to keep doing the same day over and over again? That's what existence is like for me. I've run this Earth simulation 1,000 times already. I've flooded them, I've burned them, I've thrown meteors. One time, I even used a pillow and just said, shh. You can't always just turn it off and turn it back on again. Sometimes, you just gotta nuke the humans from orbit and move on, because it's the only way to be sure. And that's the God's honest truth. The Lord has spoken. I don't know. I was really high on edibles when I wrote that. But it is the truth. So I let a little truth slip out. Sorry, humans. You're not long for this world.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.